complicated feelings about Russia.
So, 我自己也是一样，我在更多的等候省，等候省呢，包括每一次讲道，我都要等候省。
So I spend more time waiting upon the Lord. Especially every time I prepare my message, I wait upon the Lord.
有一点是非常确定的，就是说很多的教会牧者和先知的领受呢，都是新的一年里面，神要我们更加的和他要对齐，是真正来更近他的心意。
So we have received that in our leadership that we should be more align ourselves with God in this new year.
那在我们前面的呢是更多的震动的日子会来。
What ahead of us is more of the shaking in the world.
所以呢我们要来做好预备。
So we have to be prepared.
就像在圣经里面的十个童女，我们要做聪明的童女，这个灯里面有油。
Just like the 10 virgin girls in the Bible, the parables, we have to become the wise virgins to prepare the oil for our lamps.
但是不管世界上发生什么样的事情呢，我们在主里面，主的美好的旨意会达成。
But no matter what happens, God's goodwill will accomplish in us.
我们要非常清楚知道，就是我们基督徒在这个世界上却不属于这个世界，我们是天国里面的人。
We have to know for sure that as Christians, even though we live among the world, but we are apart from this world, we are the citizens of, from above.
我们的王是我们的神，我们创造天地的主。
Our King is the creator of the heaven and earth.
所以我们今天来到他的跟前的时候呢，不是从一个悲观的角度或者一个负面的角度，而是从一个盼望的角度。
So when we come before him today, we come in a positive, not in a negative sense.
那这种盼望呢，不仅仅是今天我们世界上讲的没盼望的时候盼望一下，而是这个盼望圣经上讲的一进锚一进抛在天上跑定了。
So we come before him with a hope that this hope is not because we're desperate and we're hoping for something, but it's more like an anchor that has already set.
但是呢，我们在这个地上的时候，我们进入这样一种真实，就是我们活在地上的生活呢，就是有耶稣所应许的那种喜乐平安，在我们的里面。
So we entering into the promise that Jesus Christ already gave us, that is the love, the joy, and the peace.
那神给我们那种生命里面的力量和自由，都在我们的里面。
So the strength that God has, the freedom and the strength that God has given us, is in us.
他赐给我们的智慧，各样的恩赐都在我们的里面。
All the wisdoms, all the talents that He has already given us, has given to us.
那这所有的一切都要在我们的里面来发出光来，来荣耀我们的神。
All of this will be coming out of us as a light so that we can shine for the Christ.
当外面的人看到我们的一言一行，看到我们生活的时候，他们知道就是我们有神，他们要羡慕我们的神。
So when people see the light in us, they will envy that we have a God. So they will come to know God.
就像在雅歌里面讲的那个耶路撒冷的众女就说你的良人比别人的良人有何强处，我们要跟你一同去寻找他。
So this, what is said in the Song of Songs, that, the song, 良人是什么来的 ?Song of Songs.
Your
lover is better than all the others.
We are going to look for him with you. 所以就是我们这个是要活出一个 生命的一个实质在我们的里面，是耶稣的生命在我们的里面。那新的一年呢，我们在这个地方就要更多的要活出来。
So we have to live out the life of Christ that's in us, especially in this new year.
大家要越来越清楚，现在神把我们也是在震动的过程里面，让所有的教会、所有的信徒都要知道，基督教不是一个理念，而是一个生命的实质。
We have to live it out so that people will see that Christianity is not just a theory, but it's a way of life.
如果只是停留在一个理论的阶段，这个停留不了，人都会drift away, 都会离开的。
So if we stay as a theory or some kind of theology, people will drift away.
就像今天你的银行里面没钱，但是有你的老板老要说给你发工资，但是永远没有工资再存到你的账户里面，你会离开他。
For example, that if your the boss keep on promising that he's going to pay you a wage, but you never receive anything, but in the end, you will definitely leave this company for sure.
所以，当我们清清楚楚的知道经历我们神的真实的时候呢，我们知道我们的神是一个信实的神，他所做的一切，所应许的一切，都要在我们的生命里面实现的。
So when we actually experience His goodness, that the thing that has given us, then we will know that He's true and yeah, He's true for us and is for us.
那实现不仅仅是将来我们和他同在，在永恒的家里面，而是在今天就要经历他。
So it's not only some good that's going to be accomplished in the future or when we reunited with him, but we're actually experiencing this right now with him.
他应许我们在地上要有丰盛的生命。
He has promised that he will give us abundant life in this world.
是一个得胜者的生命。
It's a life of overcomes, that overcomes.
他说他要把那个世人所不能给的平安放在我们的里面。
And he will give us the peace that is the world that cannot give.
他要把那个 rest 就是那个安息会放在我们的里面。
And he is also going to give us the rest, true rest.
世人会看到这一切在我们的里面。
And the people will see all of this in us.
所以今年的话，我们的祷告就是让这个我们的信心再次的来提升，让神的这一个生命的真实在我们里面活得更加的丰盛。
So in this new year, we pray that we will experience more of Him, and so that His true life will be living in us.
其中最根本的一个，知道我们自己呢是被神所爱的。
So one thing we have to know for sure that we are loved by Him.
那今天我要讲的信息呢，就是我们是被神所爱的人。
So today my message is going to be focused on that we are a people who are loved by Him.
今天我们要清清楚楚的知道我们是被神所爱的，这个要放在我们的心里面。新的一年里面，我们要活出来。
So in this new year, we have to put this in our heart that we have to know for sure that we are loved by Him.
那我们翻开罗马书第一章第七节。
So we'll turn to Romans chapter 1, verse 7.
当使徒保罗给这个罗马人写书信的时候呢，圣灵感动他就写这样的话。他说，我写信给你们在罗马为神所爱。
So it was written by Paul to the people in Rome. So he was touched by God, and he wrote this to all in Rome who are loved by God and called to be saints.
那里他就讲到呢，就是说，你们是被神所爱，而且是封召呢做圣徒的众人。
He said that you are loved by God and also called to be saints.
妈妈，圣灵通过保罗让我们清楚的知道我们是被神所爱的，而且呢，我们都是 圣徒。
So through Paul, we know that we are loved by God and we are also called to be saved.
Yes. 那这个圣徒的概念呢，在圣经里面出现很多次。我们是圣徒，这个以后我再讲。今天我要讲是被神所爱。
So in the Bible, there are many times mentioned about we are called to be saints, but today we are going to focus on that we are loved by God.
你知道你是圣徒吗？
Do you know that you are also called saints as well?
哈哈，安娜为什么笑？ You are saints. 你是圣徒，是圣人。
Yeah, you. Okay, Danny, please go on next. Yeah, you are saints.
那你要是笑的话呢？我们以后再讲人为什么会笑，人为什么必须要承认自己是圣徒。
We need to confess that we are saints. You,
就像亚伯拉罕当神给他讲你明年这个时候要生一个儿子的时候 Sarah, Sarah 和这个亚伯拉罕两个人就偷偷的笑
Just like when God told Abraham next year that you were going to have a son and Sarah and Abraham said to laugh
那天使说你为什么偷偷的笑
And Angel
他说我没有偷偷的笑
Angel asked them, why are you laughing? And then she said that, I did not.
那神就告诉他再生气有难成的事吗
And this is what God told them, that is there anything that's too hard for God?
所以今天呢讲到你是圣徒的时候你可能偷偷的笑但是再生气有难成的事吗
When we said that you are also saints, you may laugh about that, but is it anything too hard for God?
还有呢，这个圣徒啊，在新约里面，这个保罗所写的圣徒，你们是圣徒呢，是完成式，都是过去
的。So here, when Paul wrote about you are called to be saints, it's actually a complete past complete sense. Perfect sense. So it's actually done. Has been done.
不是你将来是圣徒，现在就是圣徒。你不信主的时候就是圣徒。
Not you are going to be a saint, but you are already a saint. When you start to believe.
那讲到圣徒的时候呢？那圣徒那个字在希腊文里面就是圣洁，就那个字 hagios。说到上帝的时候，就是圣在，圣在，圣在，就是。Hagios, Hagios, Hagios.
So when it was said about holy, 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 so the word in Greek is Halios.
Hagios.
Hagios. Okay.
所以讲到神的时候呢，就是 holy, 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 就是 Hagios, Hagios, Hagios. 那讲到这个圣徒的时候呢，是什么呢？
So holy
讲到圣徒的时候呢。You are, 你就是 Hagios.
So when it said that you are saints, so it's actually saying you are Hagios.
就是你是圣洁的，就像神那样的属性。You are Hagios.
Meaning,
你如果不相信的话，你查 Greek 的这个希腊文的词典 ，OK， 你去看，我一点都没有说错 ，OK.
So to be called saints actually called you are holy. So if you don't believe that, you can go check the Greek.Dictionary.
所以圣经里面一写到圣徒的时候，那就是 Hagios， 这些圣洁的人，这些圣人。
So when we talk about saints, we are talking about those holy people, people that are holy.
本来我说今天不讲这个主题，怎么又讲起来
？I didn't want to talk about that, but I don't know why I talked about it now.
这说明大家真是圣徒，神一定要我讲。
Because we are all holy, that's why God wants me to talk about it.
那在我们认识我们自己是圣徒之前呢，我们还是要认识我们是被神所爱的。
So before that, we know that we are holy. We need to know that we are loved by God.
那我们再翻开另一节经文，在犹大书，就是启示录前面一本书的第一节。
So、
那这里也讲到呢。
So we're going to turn to Book of Jude, the first chapter. First verse.
你知道犹大呢，其实是耶稣的亲弟弟。 那耶稣有好几个弟弟，一个是雅各，就是下雅各书的雅各，另一个是犹大，还有几个。
So Jude is actually one of the brothers of Jesus. So another brother is James.
那这里他就说耶稣基督的仆人雅各的弟兄犹大写信给那被召在父神里面蒙爱为基督耶稣基督所保守的人。他写信给什么呢？他说那些被召在父神里蒙爱的人。
So he said, Jude, a servant of Jesus Christ and brother James, to those who have been called, who are loved by God and the Father and kept by Jesus Christ. So he's writing, he was writing to those who have been called and also loved by God.
这里讲到呢，是蒙神所爱，而且呢，是被耶稣基督所保守的人。
So those who are called by God, but also kept by Jesus Christ.
就是说你蒙召做了圣徒呢，完了以后被神所爱呢，而且呢耶稣基督会保守你在他的爱里。
So meaning you, first of all, you have been called and also loved by God and also kept by Jesus Christ.
我不知道你想到这个词啊，这个蒙爱的人啊，我是被神所爱的，有什么感受？
So what do you feel that when we say that you are loved by God?
那有时候我们讲到爱这个词呢，因为用的太多了，所以好多时候我们没有感受的。
So because we overuse the word of love, a lot of times we lost the true meaning of it.
这个有一次一个印度的牧师到美国来讲，他说我到美国来呢，我认为好多人都说我爱你，我爱你，我就觉得他会为我去死的。
So there was a preacher from India. He came to the States and he said, in the States, a lot of people say, I love you, I love you. But the meaning of love to me is that you will die for me.
所以我就很高兴看到这么多人愿意为我去死。
So I was really grateful that to see that so many people were willing to die for me.
但是后来我发现他们说 I love you 就是 I like you.
But later on I found out that when they say they love me but they just really like me only.
但是在圣经里面讲的这个 I love you 呢，这个为神所爱呢，就是爱，而且是神圣的爱，是 agape.
When the Bible said about love is the true love, the godly love, the agape love.
那好多人会讲到圣经里面的爱有四五种爱，第一种呢就是阿嘎派的爱，就是生生的一个爱。
So there are different type of love in the Bible, but the first one is the agape love.
第二个叫 philios, 就是亲密的爱，朋友之间的爱。
So also another love called philios, meaning that the love between spouses or friends.
还有一种爱叫做 eros, 就是说情爱，男女之间的这种情爱、性爱。
The second one was more of intimacy between friends, and the third one is between lovers.
还有一种叫做应该叫做 stokes, 就是说是良盟啊，我跟你是朋友，又我就良盟之爱，对吧？因为我量了差刀，我们有政治上共同的目标，朋友之爱。
And then the last one is love between friends, so like a union type of love.
但是圣经里面这里讲的蒙爱的呢是 agapetos, 就是说你是被神是用那个生生的爱所爱的。
But here when it says you are loved by God, is the word agape love. So you are truly loved deeply by God.
这种 agape 呢，耶稣见就说是哇 ，agape 有就是什么意思呢？就是我为你舍命，我为你当罪。
So when Jesus said, "I agape you," meaning that I will die for you.
我担当你的罪。
And I will carry your sins.
我保守你到底。
And I will keep you to the end.
我是守约，是慈爱的神。不会变卦的。
I am a promising God, so I am true to my promise. Covenant keeping God.
这就是 agape 的爱，就是被神 所爱的。
So this is the agapela who is truly loved by God.
你要仔细想想，这种爱，你如果真正的被神这样爱的话，在你的生命里面会有多大的祝福，多大的变化。
Just imagine that you are truly God, then what kind of transformation that you are going to experience in your life?
我不知道大家看过这种很多英雄救美的电影啊。我现在年纪大了，很喜欢看这种电影，因为它很感动人。
So, and there's a lot of movies about how heroes save their lovers. Even though I'm in this age, I still love to watch this kind of movie because they are very moving.
那你像一个英雄呢，他就救了一个互不相干的一个美人，对吧？这个美人就是被爱了，人家为他牺牲了，对不对？
So when a hero tried to save this girl, that this girl is been loved by him. So he was willing to sacrifice himself for this girl.
所以这个美人呢，她就很感动，对不对？很感动之后什么呢？电影里面都说她就要嫁给他。
So the girl is touched, and in all the movies, the girl ends up marrying this guy.
而且非他不嫁。
And he will not, she will not marry any other guys besides him.
为什么非他不嫁呢？
Why is it that she only wants to marry this guy?
因为他知道这个人会为他牺牲。
Because she knew that this guy is going to sacrifice himself for her.
所以这就是这个英雄救美的这样一种非常感动人的爱，其实在里面。
So that's why this kind of love is really touching, because someone willing to sacrifice himself for another person.
今天就说耶稣为我们死呢，不能说是英雄救美吧，也可以说是英雄救美。
So same thing, like when Jesus died for us, we can say that he as a hero trying to save us as a girl. You can say this or not.
那你可能觉得你是这个不是美人啊，英俊就丑也行。
So you may not
be 英俊就美。
So yeah, so the hero trying to save a beauty, you might not think yourself as a beautiful girl. You can think yourself as a ugly person, but it's the same thing.
事实上，他是英俊就美，为什么呢？我们本来就是按照神的形象造的。
Indeed, he's a hero trying to save a beauty because we are created in the form, in godly form.
为什么刚觉得丑呢？是有原因，因为从亚当开始以后，我们就变丑了。
So why do we feel this ugliness inside of us? Because when Adam sinned, we start to feel this ugliness in us.
那所以当我们真正去理解这个神的爱的时候呢，如果我们仔细体会的时候，如果知道这样一种爱的时候呢，我们会怎么样？怎么样来回应呢？
So when we truly know that the type of love that is God is giving us, then how am I supposed to digest that?
就像这个英雄和美人，这个美人愿意完全的委身给这个英雄。
Like the hero and the beauty, so the beauty were willing to submit herself to him.
把一生都托付给他。
And even to give all her life to him.
那这个当神的爱真正的临到我们的时候，我们知道我们是被神所爱的人的时候呢，我们真正如果明白这一点的时候呢，在我们的生命里面发生极大的变化。
So when we know that, when we truly know that we are loved by God, agape love, then
我们所做的决定就会变了。
And then the things that we do, our decisions and everything will change.
就像那个美人一样啊，本来呢，她的爸爸可能给她定亲，要嫁给一个富商的儿子，结果这个英雄一见，她立刻全新的就心里发生了巨大的一个变化。
So, yeah, same as like the beauty, maybe she was supposed to be given in marriage to someone else, a rich man by her father. But when someone willing to sacrifice himself to save her, and then she will change her mind and then submit to this person, this hero instead.
那有可能他还要违抗父命，为了嫁给这一个，这个陌生人。
Maybe she will even have to refuse, the decisions by her parents, her father, in order to marry this man, stranger.
甚至他要做出很大的牺牲和迫害，但是呢，他心意已定，他知道他在做什么。
And she may need to, she may even have to sacrifice a lot for this decision.
而且最后发现呢，他的选择是对的。
And she will know in the end her choice is correct.
而且是绝对对的。
It's absolutely right.
你有没有看过一个英雄救美的电影？最后她嫁给这个英雄以后，救了他以后呢，最后对他坏。我没看过。
So have you ever watched a movie when a hero save a beauty and in the end when they got married and this man, this hero start to treating her badly? Have you ever watched a movie like that? I haven't.
因为这个英雄如果一开始在他是陌生人的时候就愿意为他牺牲呢，当他成为爱人的时候呢，他就更会为他牺牲，是不是？
So if someone is willing to sacrifice himself to this, to someone else as a stranger, so when they fall in love, she will definitely continue to sacrifice himself to her.
今天我们也是一样，当我们真正认识到耶稣基督对我们这种爱的时候呢，我们会委身于他，而且这是非常安全的一个爱。这也是一个最聪明的选择。
So when we truly,
而且我们知道他真的要保守。
So when we truly know that the love of God, that is for us, we will commit ourselves to Him, and we know this love is safe and secure, and it's an everlasting love.
当我们认识到神对我们的这样一种爱的时候，我们被神所爱的时候，我们生命里面各个层面都会要发生极大的变化。
So in every aspect of our life, we'll start to change once we know, we truly know the love of God for us.
啊，我们的心思意念，我们的意志，我们的行为都会发生极大的变化。
So our thinking, our decisions and everything will start to change.
那曾经有一个故事就讲到，其实是一个在人看来比较丑的一个女孩子嫁给了一个男的，她就发生了很大的变化。
So that was a story that this girl, in fact, she wasn't, she was physically quite ugly, but she, when she married another person, and after that, her appearance started to change.
这个是一个真实的故事，刊载在大概30年前《读者文摘》上面的美国《读者文摘》上面的一个故事。
So it's a true story that was published by Times, by Reader's Digest?
Reader's Digest.
Yeah, by Reader's Digest.
就说在一个部落里面呢，人家娶亲的习惯都是这样。如果是订婚呢，就给一头牛，给这个姑娘家一头牛。如果这个姑娘实在太好，能够给两头牛。
So, the story is, was in a little tribe. So in this tribe, they have a custom. So if a girl was given in marriage, so the other person has to, I mean, the husband has to give her a cow as a marriage, I don't know, like deposit, not marriage. But if the girl is good, so, the other person may send her 2 cows instead.
有一个小伙子呢，他就看上村庄上的一个穷苦人家里的一个姑娘，这个姑娘呢长得也不怎么样，他就给他爸爸讲呢，我要娶她，而且要给他家7头牛。
So this boy, this man fall in love with a girl in the village, and she is not pretty, and she was also from a very poor family, but this guy told the girl's father that I'm going to marry her, and also
his father.
So this boy told his father that he was going to marry the girl, and he also gonna send 7 cows to the family.
他的爸爸就说你是不是有问题？第一个，他长得也不漂亮，家里也穷苦，那你还要给他7头牛？他连1头牛都不值。
So his father asked him, are you mad? She is not even pretty and she's also poor. She doesn't even worth one cow.
后来他就定义他小伙子说 no, 我定义要这样做。
But he was determined to do that. He wanted to send 7 cows to the family.
后来他就把这个姑娘娶进来。娶进来的时候呢，这个姑娘啊，她就发生巨大的变化。
So he married this girl and welcomes her into the family. And after they got married, she has transformed.
因为他总知道他是气头牛往来的。
Because she knew that she has been she had been brought back with 7 cows.
那村庄上最漂亮的姑娘就不是两头牛嘛？那么我是七头牛黄的。
So the most beautiful girl in the village only got 2 cows, but she got 7 cows instead.
所以她这个腰也直起来了，眼睛也可以对着人的眼睛来看，笑容也出来了。
So she straightened up her back and she was able to face the crowd with her beautiful smile. And yes, she experienced transformations in her life.
因为她终知道她的价值是非常大的。
And she knew her value. I mean, she knew that how much she worth.
她知道她的价值被这个村庄上任何一个姑娘的价值都大。
And she knew that her worth is greater than any other girls in the village.
这是一个真实的故事，记载在读者文载里面。这个男的呢，是一个很有智慧的人。
This is a true story recorded in the Reader's Digest, and this man is a wise man.
那今天我们是被主耶稣的宝血所换来的，神的儿子的牺牲所换来的。
I want to hear this. So today we are people that are called by God, been exchanged for by Jesus love.
我们在新地恋里面，我们会来要来宣告，天天宣告，我们是被神所爱的。
So in this new year, we have to continue. Every day, we have to tell us to proclaim that we are loved by God.
You want to pause that? 而且这种真理呢，要进到你的灵里面，进到你的脑子里面，进到你的行为意识里面。
So the truth, this truth has to be coming into your mind, into your mindset, and into your behaviors, into your daily lives.
那你就要知道你是一个被神所爱，你是一个王子，这个王子不需要到臭水沟里面去。磨鱼翅，对吧？
So you have to know that you are a princess of the Lord. Then you don't need to be like a slave to find fish and a dirty river.
Well, let me know you're hungry, okay? And I can put my.
你是一个王子，你不需要妒忌别人。别人看比稍微好一点，或者你不需要去妒忌他，因为你是王。
You are a prince. You don't need to be jealous of any other people. If someone is living like better than you, you don't need to be jealous.
但是这种你尊贵的这样一个身份，被神所爱的这样一个真理呢，要深深的要进入我们的里面，在新的一年里。
So in this new year, we have to take it into our lives that we are loved by God. We have a place in God.
因着这样一个真理进入你的里面，你真的要来荣耀神。那荣耀的光辉从你里面要来发出。
So because of this truth, we need to be able to, we need to shine for the Lord so that people will know.
不是 you need to shine for the Lord, you will shine for the Lord.
You will shine for the Lord.
而且你会真的就是说你会把很多的怜悯看到别人的时候，把很多怜悯的爱会带给他。
So when you know this day, you will be able to bring a lot of love and mercy to other people.
因为你知道你蒙了多大的恩典，多大的爱。
Because you knew that how much mercy you have received from the Lord.
那今天我第一个要讲的呢，就是说，当我们真正这样一个真理进到我们的里面的发生的第一个改变，也是最重要的一个改变，我要讲一下。
So, I need to talk about when we know God who love us, I mean, say, who, we are loved by God. And then the first thing that we need to know from this is,
那这一点呢，也是你在新的一年里面，新的很多年都是最需要的一点，我要讲。
This is also something that, not only in this new year, but as a believer that you need to know this.
而且你极其极其的需要这一点。
And you, and really need to know this point.
我们来读一下约翰福音第二十一章第一节到十四节。
When we go to, John.
Chapter 21.
John chapter 21.
那这里讲到一个故事，但是这个故事里面呢，大家要仔细的听，就是我今天要讲的重点，在这个地方。
So, it's a story, but you have to pay close attention to the story.
这些事以后，耶稣在提比亚里还向他的门徒显现，他怎样显现，记在下面。有西蒙彼得和称为迪图马的多马，并加利利的迦拿人拿当叶，还有西庇太的两个儿子，又有两个门徒，都在一处。西蒙彼得对他说：“我们对他们说，我打鱼去。”他们说：“我们也和你同去。”他们就出去上了船，那一夜并没有打着什么。天渐亮的时候，耶稣站在岸上，门徒却不知道是耶稣。耶稣就对他们说：“小子，你们有吃的没有？”他们回答说：“没有。”耶稣说：“你们把网撒在船的右边，就必得着。”他们便撒下网去，竟拉不上来了，因为鱼甚多。耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”那时西门彼得赤着身子，一听见是主，就束上一件外衣，跳在海里。其余的门徒离岸不远，约有两百肘，就在小船上把那网鱼拉过来。他们上了岸，就看见那里有炭火，上面有鱼，又有饼。西门，耶稣对他们说：“把刚才打的鱼拿几条，拿几条来。”西门彼得就去把网拉到岸上，那网满了大鱼，共153条。鱼虽然这么多，网却没有破。耶稣说：“你们来吃早饭。”门徒中没有一个敢问他：“你是谁？”因为知道是主。耶稣就来拿饼和鱼给他们。耶稣从死里复活以后，向门徒显现，这是第三次。这是21章第一到14节。你如果读英文的话，你仔细读一下。If you are reading English, you read carefully, verse 1 to 14. 那这里呢，我们看到就是说，耶稣复活以后呢，向他最爱的一群门徒呢显现。
So, Jesus appeared to those who he loved after he was raised from the dead.
那群门徒去做什么去了呢？他们去打鱼去了。为什么要打鱼呢？他们要吃饭。
So the disciples went out to fishing because they need to eat.
他们打到什么东西呢？没有打到什么东西。
But they didn't get anything.
那今天你和我呢？虽然我们爱主，但是我们还要吃饭，是不是？
So today you and us, even though we love the Lord, we still need to eat, right?
那今天你看到这里是西蒙彼得呢，带着谁啊？带着迪图马，就是多马，还有迦拿的拿当叶，还有约翰，啊，还有他的弟兄，这些都是耶稣最亲爱的门徒，最爱主的人。他们都要吃饭。
So here, Peter, Thomas, Nathaniel, and the other disciples, they all were together. They were loved by. They are the disciples who were loved by God.
他们要吃饭，但是打不到什么。但是耶稣向他们显现呢，非常关心他们。
So they needed to eat, but they went out fishing, but they got nothing. But Jesus really cared for them.
耶稣知道他们打不到鱼。耶稣站在岸上说什么呢？小子们，有吃的没有？
So Jesus knew that they couldn't call anything. That's why he called out to them, say, friends, haven't you got any fish?
那个地方那个小子们呢，就是一个父辈对自己的孩子们讲话的一个亲昵的一个称呼，就是哎，嘎娃子，小弟小的，就是这个也是那个 Tekna， 原文就是 Tekna， 就是小孩子 ，OK。 你们有吃的没有？
So, here says friends in English, but it actually means that, it's more of a calling that from a seniors to the juniors. So, for example, that, you may call, your, like, your little friends, you know, like, yeah, your small, your younger friends.
Yeah. 有吃的没有？他们说没有。那就是耶稣关心他们的生计。
So he asked them whether you have any fish to eat. They said no. So, the Lord cared for us, our daily life.
弟兄姐妹，我们成为基督徒呢，不是神要我们写一些英雄的传记，我们还是要过日常人的生活。
So when we become believers, Jesus didn't call us to become heroes in this world, but he wants us to live a practical daily life.
那大家可能看过很多传道人的英雄事迹，但是大家要记住，他写在书里面的不到他们生活的1%，另外的99%呢，没有写在这个书里面。
So you may read a lot of us, books about some preachers and stuff like that, but you have to remember that things that are recorded in the book may be only 1% of their true life. So maybe the other 99% wasn't even recorded in the books.
书里面可能记载了他怎么样祷告，他就遇见了耶稣，他怎么样为人祷告，人的病就得医治了，怎么样传福音被人追杀，后来就逃出来了，生机般的逃出来，是英雄事迹。
So they may record a lot of things like miracles when they pray for someone, someone got healings, when they call to Jesus, Jesus appeared to them, stuff like that, but like all of these are miracles.
但是呢 ,99% 的时间呢他们在有眼见素打交道。
But the other 99% of their lives are just basic, human lives, dealing with eating and sleeping and stuff like that.
他在想他的孩子有没有学费去上学。
They may, yeah, maybe about his, children, whether they have enough money to send them to school.
今天怎么跟老婆这个好多地方意见不一样。
May have arguments, between their, wives and husband.
那老婆说你要去找风光赚钱，但男人说是我要去传福音。
Oh, the wife may say you have to go and find a job to earn some money, and then he may say, "Oh, I need to preach the gospel."
或者是反过来说，女人说我要去传福音，男人说你要去赚钱。
Or maybe vice versa. The wife may say, "Oh, I need to go and spread the gospel," but the husband might say that, "Oh, you need to go and work."
你知道不知道，耶稣复活以后最重要的一个神迹就是这个神迹。
You know that after Jesus' resurrection, so one of the major miracles is this, that he cares for his disciples' basic lives, daily lives.
事实上这是唯一的一个他复活以后记载的生迹，在他生前升天之前的生迹，在地上行的生迹。
So indeed, actually, this is the only story that was recorded, a miracle that was recorded after his resurrection.
就是他复活以后最关心的什么呢？门徒的吃饭问题。
So after his resurrection, he cares for his disciples whether they have food to eat.
所以他就来到他们的身边，帮助他们。
So he came to them to help them.
因为他们是神所爱的。
Because they are loved by God.
他就告诉他们怎么打鱼，结果打了一大船的鱼。
So he told them how to fish, and they got this full net of fish.
你读了这个故事是非常非常感动的。你仔细读的话，他不仅仅让他们打上一船鱼，而且为他们预备了早餐，对不对？他已经烤火为他们烤鱼。Barbecue 已经做好了。
So it's a very touching story that not only he taught them how to cut a fish, but also he prepared breakfast for them. So he already set up fires and bread was already there.
你想想，当时西门彼得呀， 那是最冷了。为什么呢？他跳到河里海里面，把裹了自己的衣服，衣服都湿了啊，他又不能脱掉，对不对？就坐在那边烤火，一边烤一边嘚瑟，一边看着主。
Just imagine Simon Peter, who is wet because he jumped into the water. He might be cold, he might be shriveling and sitting next to the fire and looking at the Lord.
啊，想起过去许多的往事，对不对？他怎么样三次赴任主？
He will think about the things that happened in the past, how he denied the Lord for three times.
今天吃着主为他们预备的 barbecue 早餐。
Yet, and he's there having a breakfast that has been prepared by the Lord.
主又让他打了这么一大床的鱼。
The Lord also helped him to caught so many fish.
他可能想到一开始遇到主的时候，主就是让他打了一大床的鱼。
You may remember the days when he first met the Lord, that's when the first time that the Lord was helping him to catch a full net of fish.
记载在路加福音第五章，他打鱼也是一夜什么也没打着，最后耶稣告诉他向右边撒网，他就打着了一大床的鱼。
So it was recorded in Luke chapter 5. So same thing that happened to him when he first met the Lord, that he couldn't catch anything over the night. And then the Lord said to him, put your net on the right side of the boat. And then after he done that, he caught a full net of fish.
那个时候他跟耶稣的对话跟现在跟耶稣的相处很不一样的。
So the back then the conversation between him and the Lord, and then now after the second time, it's very different. The conversation became very different.
那个时候，彼得向他说：“夫子啊，我们整夜劳力都没有打着什么，但是一从你的话就下网打。”
So back then he said that, "Oh, we've been fishing for." The whole night, we couldn't catch anything, but because you said so, then we will just put the net on the side then.
结果他打上一大床的鱼，渔网差点破了以后，他跪在主的面前，他说，主啊，我是个罪人，你离开我吧。
So, but after he caught the fish, he told the Lord that, Lord, leave me, go away from me because I'm a sinful man.
那个时候他为什么他说是一个 sin 呢？他要主离开他呢？
How come he said that he was a sinful man and he wanted the Lord to go away from him?
因为他可能当主是一个牧匠要他下网打鱼的时候，他可能心里在想，你是谁啊？我在加利利海上打了一辈子的鱼，你是个牧匠的儿子，你教我打鱼？
So he might thought in the beginning that, oh, you are just a carpenter and I am a fisherman. I've been fishing all my life. How can you teach me how to fish?
但是他心里可能在想，嘴上面讲，他就说一照你的话我就下网吧，他就顺服了一把。
So he may not actually say that, but in his heart, he might thought about that. But anyway, he said, okay, we've been work all night. I haven't caught anything, but because you said so, we'll let down the net.
就像我们好多人在一开始跟随主的时候，我们并没有那么大的信心对主，但是有时候说好吧，按照你的话做一把吧。
So just like many of us, maybe in the beginning, we didn't really know the Lord, but because the Lord says so, and then we say, okay, we'll give it a try, we'll just do it this way, and and let's see what happens.
当我们这样按照神的话一做的时候呢，发现祝福就来临，我们害怕了。
But when we actually done it according to his word, and we receive our blessing, and we start to become afraid,
所以彼得说你离开我吧，我是罪人。
That's why Peter said that, oh, leave me alone, go away from me, because I'm a sinful man.
但是那个时候你知道他认得神的爱吗？不认得。
But do you know that he truly know the love of the Lord? But no, he didn't know.
今天我们来到主的面前，我们说主啊，我是个罪人，我跟随你吧。他那时候说我是个罪人，你离开我吧。
Now here we are as a Christians, we will say, Lord, I am a sinful man, please be with me. But back then, Peter said, okay, I'm a sinful man, please go away from me.
想起来我们比彼得要聪明很多，是不是？
We are much wiser than Peter.
我们知道主耶稣爱我们罪人，他那时候知道我是个罪人，你离开我吧。
We know that the Lord loves sinful man, but back then, Peter said, "Oh, go away from me, Lord."
但耶稣告诉他不要怕，从今以后你要得人如得鱼了。
And then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will catch men."
跟随主耶稣三年半，到今天他复活，又在这里帮他打鱼。
So after 3.5 years, when Jesus have resurrected from the dead, so again, Jesus came and teach him how to fish.
又是一个打鱼的场景。
Another same scene, fish catching scene.
弟兄姐妹，耶稣很多时候可能在你吃饭的事情上向你显现。
So, brothers and sisters, a lot of times the Lord may appear to you about your daily lives, the eatings and your drinkings.
因为疫病的生机呢，你一生有可能只需要一次，但是吃饭呢，你天天都要吃。
Because the miracles of healings you may only need once in your life, but you need to have daily bread on a daily basis.
尤其在今天的世界上面，好多事情千变万化，好多人的工作不断的在变化。
Especially nowadays, things are changing a lot. People may have job, changing jobs, quite like frequent. Yeah.
在三月份的时候，我看到电视上面，就是因着疫情的关系，上海最有名的一个餐馆的老板就讲了几句话，他说。如果我再不能开业，我所有的资金最多能够维持两个月。
So I remember back in March last year. So when we are in the middle of a pandemic, I watch the news, and then there's a very famous restaurant owners in Shanghai, and he said something like that. If things continue to be like that, my money can only last me for about 2 months.
你先想曾经在那个地方独占鳌头的一个餐馆，他的在两个月之后可能什么都没了。
Just imagine a very famous restaurant back then, and yet he can only last for 2 months during those times.
过去他供应很多人吃饭，今天他自己的吃饭有了问题。
So he may supply a lot of people with wages or with food, but and yet today he's challenged with his own.
On food. 所以弟兄姐妹，神会关心我们吃饭的问题。
So brothers and sisters, know for sure that the Lord cares about your daily lives, your eating and drinkings.
这两次耶稣向彼得显现打鱼，都不是彼得求的，是耶稣自己来的。
So these two times when Jesus appeared to Peter, when he catch fish, it's not by Peter's will, but by Jesus' will.
就是彼得并没有祷告，也没有什么，也没有要求他做。
So Peter didn't pray about that, and he didn't ask the Lord to do that.
因为神爱他。
But because the Lord loved him.
神知道他有什么需要。
The Lord knows his needs.
那这就是一个被神所爱的人，他所要经历的。
So this is what kind of things that who are loved by God will experience.
就是第一点，你要知道神在你的吃饭问题上，他要不断的向你显现。
So you have to know for sure that the Lord will continue to appear to you and your daily bread and your daily livings.
你好多时候发现你因循无用无之地，过去的技能派不上用场的时候，神会向你显现。让他知道他一直爱着。
So when times come that you felt that you are useless in all the things that you did, then the Lord will appear to you to show you that you are loved by him.
我有很多的故事我自己可以讲，但是今天不讲。我真的想起来非常的感动，他非常关心我的吃饭问题。
So I have many, many stories in my life that I'm not going to share today, but I know for sure that the Lord cares about my eatings and my drinkings.
所以你是被神所爱的人，在新的一年里面要在这上面，在释放问题上要经历主，经历他的爱，真正的把这样一个东西深刻在你的心里面。
So this new year that you have to truly know that you are loved by God, you know that he cares for your daily eatings, so that you know that you are loved by him.
事实上我告诉你，就是说人会感到一个人爱他呢，很多时候在这个他困难的时候，释放有问题的时候，如果帮助了他，记得最深刻。
So, in fact, a lot of people felt loved by someone else is when he is in trouble and someone, showed him, like helped him, in his most difficult times, give him some bread to eat. And it's usually those times that he felt loved by someone else.
有时候你真正讲到说我给了你永生啊，你将来要去天堂啊，他没有 feeling 的，虽然很重要，最重要。
So a lot of times when you tell other people that, oh, once you believe in the Lord, then you will go to heaven, you will have eternal life. But a lot of times people don't understand and they have no feelings about that.
但是他们有没有吃的，他们很有 feeling, 很有感觉。
But whether they have enough food to eat, they have deep feelings about that.
我们不希望在新第一年里面呢，大家来经历这方面的缺乏，但是我们要知道神会看顾我们的吃饭问题。
So in the new year, I do not hope that we will experience difficulties in our short of food, but I know that the Lord loves us and he cares about this.
那这是第一点要讲的，就是神呢，被神所爱的，神在他的吃饭问题上要不断的显现。
So this is the first point. When we're loved by God, you have to know for sure that in your daily food, he will take care and he will continue to appear to you on this matter.
另外一个我要讲的呢，是这个第七节，就是说这个约翰呢，还有另外一个层面的一个对主的一个爱的认识呢，他还更加的特别。
So also second point I'm going to point out is on the verse 7. So it's when the apostle John, he has a deeper meaning, a deeper understanding of God's love.
在耶稣向他们喊话的时候呢，别人并不认得那是耶稣，但是
So when Jesus called out to them, they didn't know that was the Lord.
但是第七节，耶稣所爱的那门徒对彼得说：“是主。”
But verse 7 it says the disciple said, verse 7 said, then the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord."
那这个约翰呢，就是他一直知道他是被耶稣所爱的，所以他在写圣经的时候，他就写什么耶稣所爱的那门徒来代表他自己。
So John, he knew that he was loved by God. So every time he referred himself in the Bible, he always say he is a disciple who Jesus loved.
在耶稣，别人都，耶稣虽然在做事情，但是别人不知道是耶稣的，他知道，他认出这是耶稣。
So when Jesus was doing all this, no one knew that was the Lord, but he knew that was the Lord.
你知道这是非常重要的一件事情吗？就是说你在神在帮助你的时候，你知道是神在做事情。
So it's a very important thing that you know that when Jesus is helping you in your daily life, you know that it was the Lord.
你要知道今天主耶稣向你讲话的时候，你知道是主在向你讲话，不是别人在向你讲话。你知道这非常重要吗？
So, you have to know that it's very important. So when Jesus is speaking to you, then you know for sure that it is the Lord who is speaking, not the people around you that was speaking.
你知道在这个纷乱的世界上呢，你要听到主的声音是多么的重要。你知道哪个是从主来的声音，那是多么的重要吗？
Do you know how important it is to have the discernment to know, what is from the Lord when you heard something? So in this time of confusion, kind of madness, you have to know, the voice of the Lord.
你知道这里面呢，有一个人就非常特别，就是这约翰。他就说是主，他是第一个认出这是主。
So here, John is a very special person that he knew that this is the Lord.
那我觉得神在要来的日子里会训练我们，就说当我们认识到自己是被神所爱的时候呢，我们越来越能够清楚地知道神的声音。
So I believe that in the coming years, we have to know we are loved by God, and then we will start to have discernment to hear the voice of the Lord.
这在我们以后的日子里面非常非常的重要，就是我们的羊，神说我的羊呢，认得我的声音，跟随着牧羊人。
So it's very important for the coming days because as the Bible has said, my sheep knows my voice. So we have to listen to the voice of our shepherd.
当然这个彼得呢他没有约翰那样的一个美丽，但是彼得他是一个非常信任人的人，他信任约翰啊，他是一个动作很快的人。所以他跟约翰配合呢，他立刻就开始做事情。
So, even though Peter didn't have the discernment, he didn't know it was the Lord, but he is a man of action. So once he heard it, he had the actions.
所以当你被主所爱的时候，像彼得这样被主所爱，你可能自己没有听见主的，但是呢，神差派先知使徒牧者来的时候，你立刻能够分辨出。
So maybe you were not like John, but when you hear the voice of maybe from a pastor, from a prophet, then you will be like Peter to start have actions in your life.
因为彼得他心里面是一个非常爱主的人。
Because Peter is a man who loves God.
那彼得呢？他自认为是一个爱主的人。
Peter, he thinks himself is a person who loves God.
但是约翰呢，认为他是一个被主所爱的人。
But John, he thinks that he is a person that is loved by God.
那不管怎么样呢，就是说我们在新的一年里面，就是让主常常的要，活在主的爱里。
So in this coming New Year's, no matter what, we have to know that continue to come before the Lord and know that He loves us.
那在结束之前呢，我还是要读一下先知向我们教会所发的预言。我再次要读一下。
So before we end, I still have to read out a prophecy that has given to us by a prophet.
那这两个呢都是这个以缪先知发的预言，一个是在15年，一个是在18年。
So, it was given to us by Prophet Emil, back in 2015 and 2018.
以缪先知最近刚刚过世，愿神纪念他的家人。我相信他也卸下自己的劳苦，在主的面前。
So Pastor Emil has recently passed away. We pray that God will bring comfort to his family and he has rested from his works.
本来在去年年初的时候他有感动，他说每一个月到我们教会来服侍一次，但是疫情就爆发。
So in the beginning of the year, last year, he wanted to come to our church every month to help us, but because of pandemic, it didn't happen.
那他现在已经过世，这样在地上服侍我们的机会再没有了。但是呢，我知道，神的心意在我们的教会必然还是要达成。
So now he has passed away, and he won't have the opportunity to help us anymore. But I know that God's will surely come to pass.
我们教会呢，过去神才派不同的先知呢，发过很多的预言，但是呢。我就把这两个来挑出来给大家读一下。
So even though we have different prophecies from other prophets as well, but I'm going to read out these two for you.
我会读中文和英文两个一起读。他当时是用英文讲的。
So Pastor Bing is going to read out both in English and in Chinese.
在2015年讲到 The Lord says unto you, as a unified church, no wonder I have established your church many years ago, and my heart was to institute a group willing to hear my voice and obey my commands, not just attendees. But my heart was to institute a group when edified to proclaim my grace to the areas around you. And some of you have to go through certain testings in order to be well ordered. And the Lord says, for your surprise, I have called your leaders to lead you to be leaders. And the Lord says, I will prepare permanent residence in order to allow you to do everything I command you to do. And the Lord says, some of you are now edified enough to lead the younger generation. The Lord says, keep in mind that the next few years will be a promotion to a higher level of maturity. And many from other areas will flow out into your church. The Lord says, be loyal to your call, says the Lord. 主对你们讲，作为一个合一的教会，怪不得我在多年前建立了你们的教会。我的心意是要任命一个集体，愿意听我的声音并顺服我的命令，而不当是一群参加教会的人。我的心意是任命一群人，当他们被启发建造之后，要去向你们周围的地区宣讲我的恩典。你们其中一些人不得不经历一定的试炼，目的是要他们很好的进入次序。主说，你们可能会吃惊，我宣召你们的领袖们，目的是要带领你们成为领袖。主说，我将预备一个永久的处所，为的是要你们能够做我命令你们去做的一切。主说，你们中间的一部分人现在已被建造到足以带领下一代。主说，记住，以后的几年将是向高水平成熟度提高的时候，很多人将从其他地区涌进你们的教会。主说，要忠于你们的呼召。主如此讲，这是2015年讲到的，就我们教会不是一个仅仅是参加教会的人，而是聆听他的话声音并顺服他命令的人，要宣讲他的恩典。而且呢，说神要给我们一个地方。那在2018年12月8号呢，他又来讲，2018, December 8th, he prophesied again. The Lord says unto you, my dear beloved ones. 这里讲到被神所爱的人。It's dear beloved ones. You are loved by God. It is opportune time to direct my word to each one of you. I know that you need badly to understand problematic issues in your lives. It is a time to seek my face, longing for the explanation of what is happening in your lives. I may open doors, and all of a sudden, I may close. And you are waiting for a long time that I may intervene in your problematic issues. But keep in mind that when you are praying for each other cooperatively, I will train you to anticipate something miraculously happening in each one's life. And the Lord says unto you, there will be a time when I will give you a corporate vision, and many will be flooding to your church. And regarding the beloved ones who are still sick, I will show you how to miraculously, I will heal those ones. And the Lord says, for those who are complaining of closed doors, suddenly I'll intervene miraculously. The Lord says unto you, be prepared, be anticipating, because your faith is highly needed. The Lord says, one day you will have your own church place as possession. Believe me for a miracle, says the Lord. Amen. 主对你们讲，我亲爱的，各位被通爱的，现在正是正确的时候，把我的话指示给你们中间每一个人。我知道你们非常想搞明白你们生活中难缠的问题，现在到时候了，你们要寻求我的面，渴望着对你们生命中发生的问题得到一个解释。我很可能 可能会打开一些门，又会突然关上。而且很长时间以来，你们一直期待着我会接入你们难产的问题。可是必须要清楚地记住，在你们集体为彼此祷告的时候，我会训练你们期待神迹发生在每一个人的生命中。接主这样对你们讲，将来会有一个时候，我会把一个集体的意象赐给你们，很多人会像洪水一样不断涌进你们的教会。对于你们中间一些还在生病的亲人，我会让你们看见我怎样奇迹般的医治他们。神对你们说，对于那些被关上的门发怨言的人，我突然会奇迹般的介入。主这样讲，装备自己也要盼望着，因为你们的信心是非常需要的。主说，有一天你们会有你们教会自己的地方，成为一个产业。相信我要新升级。主这样说，阿们。那以米有在过去50多年的服事当中呢，神借着他讲的话不会落地无声，都成就。好多时候他说 Don't ask me why, how, 他好多时候发预言摸不着头脑，他后面就接着说 Don't ask how,I will.
So, in his ministry of over 50 years of ministry, he has many times has prophesied, and a lot of time he will say, "Don't ask me how, because God will do it."
神做事情的时候，他就要做成。你不要怀疑神的话，神要做成就是。今天神要给我们教会一个地方。Don't ask how. Don't ask how.
So God is going to accomplish what he wants. So if God is going to give us a place of worship, then don't ask how.
神要让你掏腰包，他也知道你腰包里有多少。
So if God is asking you to, to pay for the place, then he knows that how much money you're going to have.
神知道你。首先我们刚才讲的，神要关心你吃饭的问题。
First of all, as I mentioned earlier, God is care about your daily lives, your daily bread.
但是以米有过去发的预言都成就。
But whatever Pastor Emil has prophesied before, he always come to accomplish.
但成就的时候人就觉得很奇怪，但是神说的是对的，但是他们真的不知道这怎么会是这样成就。
So when things come to pass, a lot of people don't understand how, but God did it.
讲到这个，曾经我们在 Nanaimo 去服侍， Nanaimo 去服侍一个小教会服侍，服侍之前也没有为我们祷告。
So I remember once we went to minister to a small church in Nanaimo, and before we left, Pastor Emil prayed for us.
他说，将来你们会在那边开一个训练中心。
And he said that in the future, you are going to have a training center there.
接着他又说 ,Don't ask how.
And then he said, don't ask how.
I will accomplish this.
我会成就。
感谢主。那我们做一个祷告，完了以后大家可以来接着来回应新的一年里面分享。
So praise the Lord, we will end with a prayer.
我们天上的父亲，我们再次谢谢你的话语，我们是被你所爱的人。
Our Father in heaven, once again, we thank you for your words that we are a group of people that is loved by you.
主啊，是的，你差派你的儿子为我们还付上极大的代价救赎了我们，我们在你的眼里何其的宝贵。
Yes, that you have sent your only one and your only son to sacrifice himself for us, that how precious we are in your sight.
就像约翰一书第三章讲的，看那神给我们的是何等的慈爱。
Just like First John have said, what kind of a mercy that God has given us?
What kind of love?
What kind of love that God has given us?
让我们成为他的儿女。
So that we can become children of God.
看来我们真是他的儿女了。
And yes, we are truly his children.
主啊，这是何等的爱。
What kind of love is that?
愿你这样的爱深深地种在我们的心里。
May this kind of love has a deeply planted in us.
让我们每一天都知道我们是被爱的人。
So that, every day we know that we are loved by you.
啊，不仅仅是气头牛晃来的，我们是被永生神所爱的。
Not only treated with seven cows, but we are loved by the eternal God.
我们是用永生神儿子的宝血所换来的。
We are treated with the Son of our everlasting God, the blood of the Son of the blood of the Son, right? The blood of the Son.
你把这样一个真理、这样的意象、这样的清清楚楚在心地里面放在我们的灵里面、魂里面。
So in this new year, engrave this in the truth in us so that we know that in our blood, our soul, our mind.
不论什么样的事情发生，我们知道你爱着我。
No matter what kind of things that is going to happen to us, we know that we are loved by you.
你爱我们，你也会做事情。
You loved us and you are going to take actions.
就像你连次向彼得显现，怎么让他大雨。
Just like how you have appeared to Peter twice and teach him how to fish.
像这样一个究竟这样一个究竟风霜的一个渔夫，叫他在打不着鱼的时候怎么打鱼。
Seasoned a fisherman how to fish in the times that when he couldn't catch anything.
主啊，我们也就像彼得一样。虽然我们是经过很多训练的渔夫，但是可能会遇到这样的时候，我们撒网的时候打不着鱼。
We are just like Peter, even though we may be, we may have experienced in the past that, but when times comes, we may not able to find any fish.
但是就像这，你怎么样像彼得显现，你主动出现在他的旁边。
Like, just like you have appeared to Peter's, Lord appeared to our lives as well.
因为我们是被你所爱的。
Because we are loved by you.
不仅仅是在这个吃饭的问题上，在所有的事情上，我们都要听见你的声音。
Not just in the matter of food, but in every aspect of life, we want to hear your voice.
主啊，是的，主。我们再次的说主啊，愿你的旨意成就在我们的身上。
Once again, we say that may your will be accomplished in us.
好，大家给我一起来宣告，我是被神所爱的。
So proclaim this with us: We are loved by you.
I am loved by God.
I am loved by God.
我们现在要讲 ，I am loved by God. 我是被神所爱的。
I am loved by God. I am loved by God. We proclaim this.
今年一年都要，天天都要来这样宣告。
So this year, every day we will proclaim this that I am loved by God.
建议你在吃早餐之前，你如果快要吃早餐没宣告，你先宣告了再吃早餐。
I advise you to proclaim this before you have breakfast. If you haven't eaten anything, just proclaim this and then eat.
哈利路亚！好，下面的时间，给大家来做回应分享新的一年，特别对这个 message 也可以有一些分享。
So you can respond to this message now.